Hi everyone. Today's podcast is all about marketing. My name is Anna Brandt and I have been a photographer for 18 years. I have been teaching for about 10 of those 18 years. My teaching consists of traveling around the world as well as online. Over the past 10 years, one of the biggest questions that I've received is about marketing. How do you market? And for those that are marketing, why aren't they getting any business? They get so frustrated. They're doing everything right, and yet still people are not calling them. So what is it about marketing, and how do we market? And why is it that some people just seem so lucky and others don't? When I started my photography business, I had relocated from New York to California. I knew one person, and it was my husband. I didn't know anybody else. I had a new name, so nobody knew who Anna Brandt was at all. I barely knew who I was. And I had to start a photography business without anybody knowing who I was. In addition, I had been an amateur for about 10 years. I knew how to shoot natural light. I had a used camera. I didn't have any studio gear, no professional lighting, really nothing professional at all. I had been a web designer, so I did have a really good website. My portfolio was good because I had taken a lot of classes and a lot of education, but that was really about it. I did have a business card, but other than that, it was really up to me to do the marketing. There wasn't Facebook, no Twitter, really no social media. I believe Yahoo was the directory at the time. And the only way to really market was to get out there in my town and drive around and meet other businesses and attend meetings and join the Chamber of Commerce. There was really nowhere else to market. One of the messages that I say over and over again is marketing is about who you are, and it's not about how good you are. And I believe this is an important concept to understand, because many people, especially if they're creative, they think it's about how good they are. And so you think you might be good and you put the work out there and you do everything you can. And then when no one calls you, all of a sudden you realize, well, you just must not be good. You just must be terrible. No one's calling you. Everybody hates you. You're going to go out and eat worms. And that's not necessarily true. It could be true, but one of the reasons why your marketing isn't working is people can't find you. They can't see your work, or they may see your work and it's inconsistent, or they may not be getting positive feedback from you or the work you're putting out there. In other words, if you're somebody who's always complaining on social media but posts pretty baby pictures, someone may not want to work with someone who's always complaining, even though they are a good photographer. And some may not care. And there are a lot of cranky, mean photographers out there that have good work that people don't mind working with. Another thing is you may have great work, positive energy, good vibes, you're doing everything right, and people still aren't booking you because maybe they just can't find you. Maybe your website's not up to date. Maybe you're not answering your telephone. Maybe you're too far away. Maybe they don't see who you are. There's no photos of you or video. I mean, the list can be very long of why people are not going to you. Over the years, I've had ups and downs in my businesses, and there have been times where business is slow and times where business is crazy. The times where business is slow, I have to catch myself and make sure that I'm not putting myself down or thinking I'm just the worst failure in the world. I have to step back and take a look at my work and say, wait, am I in a slump? Am I doing the same thing over and over and over again? Is my work become stagnant and boring? And maybe that's why people aren't calling me. And let me tell you, over 18 years, that's definitely happened for sure. And sometimes it's taken me a while to get out of my boredom funk. And then when I find where I'm most creative and I start coming up with new ideas and I start really putting 150% of my energy into my business, it usually comes right back. It's like a boomerang. But if you just start taking advantage of, oh, well, you know, I have lots of clients and people will call me, and just start almost taking it for granted, not putting the energy that's required to run a business, especially a creative one, you know, then your business may suffer. You know, so with marketing, you know, Reverend T.D. Jakes always says that never make a permanent decision on a temporary situation. What does a temporary situation mean? What does a permanent decision mean? Well, if you're having a slow month and the bank is a little bit less than it should be, that doesn't mean you suck. That doesn't mean you're terrible. It just could mean that's a slow month. There are definitely peaks and valleys into every single business. That doesn't mean you should quit. That doesn't mean you should give up. That doesn't mean you should just say, this is never going to work, because it's a temporary situation. So you don't want to make a permanent decision. You want to say, okay, well, it's a slow season. Let me work on my marketing and my website. Let me do all those things that I don't do when I'm so busy. which is another mistake photographers make, is that we get so busy that we don't have time to market and update on our social media and do everything. And then we complain that we're so busy we can't do anything. And then we don't prepare ourselves for slow seasons because we haven't spent the time and energy into all of these different aspects of marketing our business. We need to be marketing our business all the time and be getting into a schedule of promotions and newsletters and social media and all sorts of things to make sure that your business is running on just a regular level, regardless of your shooting peaks and valleys. So with marketing, I really want you to take the message from this podcast that, again, marketing is about who you are and it's not how good you are. If I thought it was about how good I was, I would never do any marketing, because most creatives, we never think we're good enough. We'll spend the rest of our lives trying to perfect our work and trying to be better and do better. And that's just part of the creative process. We're always evolving and we have to allow ourselves time to grow and time to evolve and time to mature in the work that we're doing. I'm a totally different person than I was 18 years ago. Over the years, I've had 3 kids, and you know, my visions and things have changed. The art has changed. Society has changed. So many things have changed. And so as you change and you grow and you evolve, so will your work. But the point is that the marketing has to be happening regardless. When I say marketing is about telling the world who you are, who are you? Do you have a photo on your website? Do you have a video of you working? Do you have a family? Where do you live? There's so many times where I go to people's websites and I don't even know where they live because there's no information. And I think we all know that we're in a global society. And so people around the world may be going to your website or finding your videos and they need to know, where are you? How can I find you? Are you reaching out to your local community? Years ago, I had joined the Chamber of Commerce. I won a nomination for a small business award, which I think was pretty good for being a female photographer new in California, being Hispanic on top of it. You know, I thought it was a really great accomplishment. I didn't win, but I was just excited to be nominated. And over the years, I've been nominated and won several awards. And, you know, each time it's just trying to make myself a little bit better, work a little bit harder, and just trying to perfect my work. But I still always market along the way. I have to go out to small businesses and reach out to them and say, hey, let's partner and let's work together. Over the years, I have worked with hundreds and hundreds of businesses. I have photographed at some of the best baby stores in California. I've worked with celebrities. I've worked with magazines and so many different places. Goodness, events and auctions and fairs. I mean, I could go on and on of all the lists of places to market your work. But it does take more than just showing up. You know, you've got to show up, but you've got to put 150% in your business. You have to. Your business requires you, your energy, your time. And if you're overbooked and running out of energy, then you need to start delegating and you need to start hiring people that are going to help you grow and be the best that you can be. So with your marketing, I want you to focus on the idea that marketing means you have to tell the world who you are. That means if I walk into your town and I ask who one of the top 5 photographers is, or who the emerging photographers are, or who should I go to for something, if you're trying to be the photographer in that list, your name should be on that list. And if it's not, why is your name not on that list? Have you reached out to local businesses? Have you gotten in your car and done any field trips and gone and met the businesses? Have you participated in your local networking meetings or events? Have you asked your clients if they have any like-minded businesses that relate to your business that you could cross-market? Do you have a newsletter that you can communicate directly, one-to-one communication with your client? Do you have all of these things that would not only show people who you are, but tell them why you do what you do? The why is important. It's not just, well, I like photos. It's, what is your story? What is the reason you wanted to be a photographer? And with video and the imagery that it's out there, there's so many different unique ways to tell your story. So I'm going to end the podcast with just saying that I don't want you to get discouraged if your phone isn't ringing, and I don't want you to get discouraged if maybe your work isn't the way you want it to be. It will never be. We're always going to be trying to perfect our work. But I want you to stay focused on the fact that you are a professional photographer and that you are doing exactly what you want to do. And then you have to go out and market your business. How can I find you? Where are you? Are you going to participate in any local events? Are you going to join any meetings? Are you going to compete in any images? How are people going to know who you are? Pretend you're running for president. Pretend you're running for Congress. How do people know who the people running for Congress are? You know, if you have to put your sign out there somewhere, do it. Advertising, social media, you know, connections, networking, business meetings, you know, all of these things are super vital. And if your business isn't growing the way you want it to do, if you want it to, then just sit down with a notebook and just try and figure out why and write down all of the places that you are already marketing and then start thinking about all the places that you're not. My name is Anna Brandt, and I really hope and wish you nothing but positive energy, future, and success. Thanks.